Thank you for your company and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you'll hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. Join us on Sunday, the 12th of November, 2023 at 2 p.m. Sydney, Australia time, where Rhonda Stewart will present the topic Conversational Hypnosis and Sleight of Mouth. Rhonda Stewart has been teaching clinical hypnotherapy, NLP, and psychotherapy for over 25 years. Her qualifications include an advanced diploma of clinical hypnotherapy, psychotherapy, and NLP, Master Trainer Diploma of Counseling, Certificate 4 in Workplace Training and Assessment, and is a recognized Master Trainer for the IMDHA. She is the author of Dreams and Their Meanings and is a journalist for Women's Weekly and New Idea. She is a supervisor for the Australian Counseling Association and a fellow and supervisor for the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists and the Australian Hypnotherapy Association. Welcome, Rhonda.
Hello, Matthew. Lovely to be coming on today.
Now, you're going to be presenting a webinar, Conversational Hypnosis and Sleight of Mouth. What will you be presenting?
The workshop that I'm going to present is very different to the last one that I ran on ASCH. I'm actually going to construct a design that practitioners can implement in designing hypnotic scripts, building on the understanding of suggestive language and how powerful it can be in a story that relates to the client themselves. So my aim is to actually construct a range of awareness about how easy it is to weave your suggestive language into a story. And I'm creating stories and weaving suggestive language through that will help the practitioner really get a really definite understanding of how to do it themselves.
Okay.
The big thing with conversational hypnosis or sleight of mouth is that there are so many different ways of approaching it. And I'd like to think the way I'm approaching it is a very simple design to make meaning to a practitioner, to then evolve it into their own style. And so that's what I'll be presenting. And for anyone that's interested in building on suggestive language, the conversational model, I do run workshops and training through my Clover Institute, and they could always send me an email, rhonda@cloverinstitute.com.au. I'd love to hear from them.
That's a wonderful idea. Now, Milton Erickson was the master of conversational hypnosis, words and language.
Absolutely. And I've modeled that in the design of how I've constructed this workshop. And it's very Ericksonian, and it really works with free association and supporting a transderivational search, TDSing, for their client to make meaning in a conversational manner. Sleight of mouth, it's communicating with specific direction and intention in a way that the client is not hearing the direction you're moving them in, but through the suggestive design, conversationally, they move into an awareness of possibilities. And that, of course, leads into change.
And how has this improved the outcome in what you want to achieve with clients?
Oh, that's a fabulous question, Matthew, really, because I have been working with conversational hypnosis for way over 20 years because I work with a lot of children and I work with a lot of trauma. And, you know, any practitioner out there knows when you have people that are in trauma, it takes a little time to get them to a place where they can move into a trance state. Whereas with the trauma itself, they're in an altered state. So the conversational hypnosis goes in straight away and it can create a different depth of relaxation faster than you can do through just your general design. And it can assist in getting the client into a better perspective before you take them into a trance state. But I also find, especially with children, that it's very effective in building on change. In a conversational design, they take on board the story they make meaning of it at a deeper level, and then internally shift in their thinking. So it empowers very quickly. We work with self-esteem, identity, and it can empower very quickly. And so it creates flexibility in the client, which opens them up to change. So it's very powerful.
I like that it's conversational, because sometimes direct suggestion or indirect suggestion can still be a bit confronting. Conversational takes that confrontation barrier down, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. You're spot on. Absolutely. And the lovely thing too is that people end up normally saying to you, just give me ideas, but they have no idea how you've supported that. They just come up with, you've just given me some ideas. I'm just thinking about something I need to work on, or whatever it may be. It inspires.
Okay, and the sleight of mouth part, that interests me. What is sleight of mouth?
Well, sleight of mouth is where you're actually saying something, but the meaning of it at an unconscious level is something else. So I'll give you an example. So isn't it nice to know that, well, today is a beautiful sunny day, and I always find you can discover so many different things that you don't even see normally on perhaps a rainy day. But today we're lucky because it is sunny. So isn't it nice to know I'm looking at things in a different light? And we can always add a tag question on, what about you? And so you're building on TDSing through a conversational model. And so the TDSing in that would have been the TDSing of a sunny day, the feeling of a sunny day.
Yeah, I really love that, because it is so gentle, non-pervasive, that the client will just absorb that and then they start their own internal work.
Exactly. That's exactly what occurs. Yep, you've nailed it, Matthew. That's exactly what happens. And it's an artful form of communication, sleight of mouth, artfully being vague. You're being vague in that you're not directionalizing it to the client about them. You're actually artfully vague. And that was Erickson's masterpiece. He was amazing at being artfully vague, inquisitive, discovering, and interpreting in an artfully vague way that led the client to generative learning, to a place of deeper understanding about themselves.
So what will people attending the webinar get on the day from the webinar? I know you've touched on it, but just point form it for me so people know what they're getting on the day.
So they'll have a clarity on what sleight of mouth is and conversational hypnosis. They'll have a framework of a design to build a conversational therapy session, and they'll have the understanding of the structure and the power of the client's story and how to utilize that in an effective manner to build on change.
I think this is a webinar that everyone is going to enjoy. And it's like anything that you learn new, practice, practice, practice. And they can with you through your institute.
Thanks, Matthew. You're right. We build on the learning and the understanding. And it is practice, practice, practice. And often people you do the training, but unless you're putting it into practice, you lose the depth of your potential quickly and you start to doubt it. That's what I found. If I can get you to actually just get into using it, you're going to find, start building on a model of design that makes so much sense and is so easy to work with.
So this webinar will give people a lot of tools to work with and more to follow up with. Practice makes it sound normal rather than odd.
Exactly.
All right, Rhonda, I want to thank you for being part of this podcast, and I look forward to your webinar.
Thank you, Matthew.
And of course, you can book by the ASCH website. Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website, asch.com.au.